Hello, and welcome to Egan Berger & Weiner's radio show, Finance Rules, on the Incandescent Radio Network. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, your co-host, here today to bring you another interesting conversation to help you make educated decisions about your financial future. Today's topic, robo-advisors. Have you heard of these automated investment advice platforms? To learn more, today we are interviewing certified financial planner Brian Beatty, a partner at the Northern Virginia-based financial services firm, who has some buyer beware information for us. Welcome to Finance Rules, Brian.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get started. What are robo-advisors that folks have been hearing about?
Robo-advisors, by and large, are these automated online interface platforms that allow you to answer a few simple questions about your attitudes towards risk, and then an algorithm-generated investment model is created for an individual. In many cases, they'll even let you open up an account and transfer money from your bank and invest pretty much right at that time. But the simple thing is that it's only investments, so it's really just automated portfolios.
So how is this different than working face-to-face with a human advisor?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into building a financial plan that if you were to have an actual engagement with a face-to-face planner, that would go a lot deeper than just a portfolio. Portfolio is one component of a financial plan, but I'll give you an example. You know, whether you should or shouldn't have a healthcare savings account with a high deductible healthcare plan is a part of a financial planning strategy to manage healthcare expenses in retirement. Which claiming strategy you should have for your Social Security depends upon all the moving parts of a financial plan, whether you can delay or not delay taking a benefit at age 67 or when the timing of your retirement might take place. And then there's always behavioral finance. You know, how are you going to actually behave when the stock market declines or it gets extremely volatile? None of that is available without a face-to-face advisor. You're pretty much left to make all those decisions on your own. So there's really no advice in a robo-advisor if you think about it.
Right. That makes perfect sense. And we'll talk about behavioral finance in a minute because that's one of the areas of your expertise. But tell us, how much can planning mistakes cost if you don't have a sound financial plan and work with an advisor?
Well, one of the examples that I go through quite often is just Social Security's claiming strategy. If you were to claim your Social Security early, say at 62, versus claiming at your Social Security age or even beyond with the late earnings credits at age 70, you could lose easily six figures, more than $100,000 of lost benefit by making the wrong selection. To even know if you can make a selection of waiting or delaying, you have to have a financial plan. So right away, I mean, a mistake of six figures is easy to quantify.
Wow, that is remarkable. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, this is something that we want to really be aware of. So let's talk a little bit more about behavioral finance. What is that, and how can we get better educated about it?
So behavioral finance is how people think, feel, and act about money. So an example would be, and this is actually a good time for a question like this. In the summer of 2015, after 3 years of virtually no volatility, the stock market reacting to news out of China's stock market, around the world the stock markets began to sell off. In fact, the market sold off in about a six-week period of almost 15%, driving tremendous numbers of flows out of the equities or stocks in the markets. And that movement alone probably cost investors a tremendous amount of money, because not only did the market recover in September and October, but it actually, if you had money in large cap stocks, got all the way back to zero, and with the dividend of the S&P 500 was positive for the year. But those folks who sold out lost 15%. So losses in the markets are only realized when you sell. And behavioral finance is, do you have the wherewithal or the emotional intelligence to remain calm when markets are not? And there are other examples of that, but that's probably one that would resonate with folks right now.
Remaining calm when others are not. I love that advice. And there's tons more great advice about planning ahead for financial security and comfort and happiness on Egan Berger & Weiner's websites, ebwllc.com and ebwfinancialnews.com. So we're looking forward to hearing more from you, Brian. Any parting thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners about robo-advisors?
I would just simply add that if all you're looking for is a portfolio and you're trying to do it for very little, a robo-advisor might make sense. But the bigger benefits of a financial plan are in claiming strategies, they're in planning strategies, and they're in actually having a consultant and a coach that actually goes along with you and your plan. And what I would say is if you're an individual who needs a plan, then you need more than a robo-advisor.
That's great advice, Brian. Thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You are listening to Eigenberger & Weiner's radio show, Finance Rules, on the Incandescent Radio Network. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs. Thanks so much for being with us here today, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.